This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States and European Union have agreed to pull back from a tariff dispute with the creation of a high-level working group to resolve issues. The development followed talks at the White House Wednesday between President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
So we had a big day, very big. We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win.
Mr. Trump pledged to resolve recently imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Mr. Juncker said as long as the two sides negotiate, they'll hold off on any new tariffs.
We have identified a number of areas on which to work together. Work towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. That was my main intention, to propose to come down to zero tariffs on industrial goods.
Trade tensions appeared ready to escalate with the U.S. threatening new tariffs on European cars over its trade practices. Global markets reacted positively, not surprising to AMP Capital chief economist Shane Oliver in Australia.
So the fact that the two sides are talking, the fact that the Europeans are actually open to removing their tariffs on industrial goods and also trade barriers generally, I think you'd have to say is a very positive sign.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter complaining about Chinese counter-tariffs aimed at American agriculture, calling them a vicious way to extract concessions. China's President Xi Jinping warned there are no winners in a global trade war. The Chinese leader, speaking at the BRICS Summit of Nations in Johannesburg Wednesday, said unilateralism and protectionism should be rejected. Japan executed six more members of the doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo, responsible for the deadly sarin gas attack on a Tokyo subway in 1995. This is VOA News.